brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, final segment with Ted Anderson. And we've got our next guest coming in, but I will jam in before we get to the guest. Jared and Jimmy and Jason Williams Sky, because I appreciate you holding. And we're going to really get into vaccines with a special guest who's a grandfather. We had a lot of scientists, doctors, brain surgeons on exposing deadly vaccines, but this is a guy who's just really articulate. I really enjoy listening to him on the radio locally here on 90.1, and maybe I'll get him on the Sunday show. We also have that 4 to 6 p.m. That's on 590 a.m. Here in town. Ted, I've been ranting. I kind of got in a little bit of a a fun mood, manic mood. They call it that, but that's not what it is. It's kind of a brainstorm mood. Seriously, what else do you want to add about what's happening in the world?
I mean, the spot that you're reading covers it quite a bit, but I mean, the thing about it is we watching the money being printed by the Federal Reserve System, stimulating the economy, pushing the stock market up, without adding true value to the economy, you know that the value of the currency is going to suffer from it. And the problem with the whole thing is it's all smoke and mirrors. They're destroying the value of the very essence of what it's like. White is becoming black, and black is becoming white.
Racist.
What is supposed to go up is now going down. What is supposed to go down is now going up. It confuses
racist.
And having all that going on, I mean, how are you going to ever make a good decision financially? And one of the things that you can do is you know darn well that if you put your money into gold and silver, you're going to be able to count on the fact that that gold and silver will be able to buy something 10 years from now, 20 years from now. All this manipulation and trickery and smoke and mirrors is just causing people to have a fog to make decisions that are not really the correct decisions. Why would you get into the stock market if the Federal Reserve System is printing money and forcing the market down?
But what about the cynicalness of hundreds of newspapers saying there's no world government, there's not 2 billion bullets, there's no drones? What do you make of that tactic? Because I've never seen such open hoaxing. Is that a sign of desperation?
Well, you know, Alex, I think they're still trying to keep the smoke in the eyes of the people. I mean, it's easier to defend an argument like that by saying these people are crazy, they're the conspiracy theorists. You know,
yeah, they don't want, I mean, it's an enemy attack. They don't want us to know they're gearing up.
However, you can see the G20 meeting, the G7 meeting. These bankers get together and they decide what they're going to do economically and also whether we're going to fight wars across the United States, across the world. All these different plans happen. It's real. It does happen. And even our politicians admit that it happens. But yet, if you bring it up, they try to paint you as some sort of a conspiracy person. You know, the fact of the matter is they're manipulating. They're trying to keep the
people. And that's all admitted. I mean, I don't see people buying into it anymore. That's why they're now trying to inject all this race stuff just to confuse everything.
Right. It's like a whole other argument. It's a way to add water to the milk and to
I bet it would work with a politically correct person who's not actually an engineer, a manipulator, but actually buys into it, a bleeding heart. If the guy walked in and found his wife with another, let's say it's a white guy with a white woman, and the white guy walks in and catches his wife, if the guy with the wife just jumped up and said racist, then the other white guy would probably bow down and ask him to blow his head off or something. I mean, he wouldn't even get upset. He would like say, here, take my blood. I mean, kill me. Take my house. Take my wife. I mean, it literally just works on people, though. That's why they're doing it. We laugh at it because we're awake, but it's not funny.
No, it really isn't funny, Alex. And it's obvious that it's happening and everybody knows it. But yet, still, if you talk about this on air in the media like you do, you're going to get a whole bunch of pushback.
Well, I mean, take Obama deception. All the stuff he's done. He said, I will not raise your payroll tax unless you make $250,000 a year. He raised it on people making less than $30,000. I was corrected. It's like $22,000 a year. I kept saying 30 because I saw that in a news article. $22,000 a year, you got a payroll increase. And then they said, you're racist if you don't support Obamacare. And what does that have to do with race? It's just why are these people able to run things? They're a bunch of crooks.
I know, and it's all about deception. Again, Alex, if they can't make a good argument, they just try to paint it with a different color.
Well, Ted, all I can say is I want to know where the gold at, and I know it's at Midas Resources, great prices. That's where people should shop. Midas Resources.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine. Hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with the new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
For many years, the 100% organic nutritional supplement, Heart and Body Extract, has been helping people worldwide with wellness issues. It all started with the health concerns of the product's creator, Sharon Harris.
I know what it's like to suffer, to be in pain, to have severe headaches, to have legs, ankles, feet so swollen, I was not able to wear my own shoes. Out of desperation, I decided I'm going to need to create something.
The result is Heart and Body Extract.
Well, Heart and Body Extract is liquid, an organic herbal formula. It's made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, butcher's broom, bilberry, kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper.
Many people see results with Heart and Body Extract in as little as 2 to 3 weeks. Get well now. To order, visit hnbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Folks, as you know, Michael Moore is saying he's going to finish off the Second Amendment and the NRA by trying to get the photos released, and Dianne Feinstein's been licking her lips about that. Watch a hacker get them or something, and they're just going to throw them up there and show them. It'll all be photoshopped. This is looking more and more like a staged deal. I mean, they've staged other mass killings, the globalists have, and it has all the telltale signs. Aurora, no doubt, was. And we know they staged Fast and Furious. And now it's admitted our government runs al-Qaeda and Taliban, not just in Libya and Syria, which they admit, but also in Afghanistan. That's all coming out now. So our average military and police are good people. They're compartmentalized. So are we. We got to break out of the compartmentalization, come together under liberty, the Bill of Rights, the Constitution. So, America, you must not look away. How to finish off the NRA. This is a guy who's had his bodyguards arrested in areas that it's illegal to have guns, like airports. This is a guy who owns guns himself. This is a pig. This is a pig-like authoritarian scumbag. Okay, basically a fascist posing as a socialist communist who wants your wealth and works for the big banks that conduit our wealth overseas. And we're going to talk to Sean Siegel and Marcy Terry in just a moment. He's in studio. She's via video Skype. I promise to get to your calls. I appreciate you holding 1 minute apiece, and we'll get to our guest on some of the most important information out there. I don't care what color you are. The vaccines are killing people in mass. They know what they're doing. I've had a lot of scientists and doctors on, and Mr. Siegel and his guests are some of the most articulate on the facts. I already knew, and I say that to say I'm smart. I know they know what they're talking about. And so you need to listen to them about how crazy this whole vaccine situation is. I mean, there's hundreds and hundreds of studies, 20 new ones by Harvard over 20 years. They did a study every year and looked at all these other studies and said cancer, brain damage, you know, all of it. I mean, we already knew that. Why is it in my water? It's one thing if it's topical occasionally. You know, it does strengthen teeth topically. You don't drink sunscreen to, you know, have sun protection. But we're going to look at, and that's the sodium fluoride, not the hydrofluorosilicic acid or calcium fluoride. But I'm already digressing. Real fast, Jared in Ohio, thanks for holding. You're on the air. Welcome.
Alex, thanks. With all due respect to your last caller, I've been following you since 2006. I've researched some of the stories when I first started looking at your stuff. It's solid. It is actually worse than you guys make it out to be. So just big props on all the work you do.
Well, thank you, sir.
Oh, absolutely. I salute you. In my studies, you're on fire today. In my studies, what I've been focused on is the role of narrative. I think it's so interesting how the role of narrative and how it makes our reality, it makes sense of our world, and actually how it shapes identities. I find that fascinating. And in so many ways, you've been hitting that in your show. I didn't know if you could speak to that. I think the whole, honestly, if I could characterize the battle today, it's between narratives of anger based on anger and fear, as opposed to narratives based on peace and liberty and ultimately love.
I hear you. I mean, it's just getting crazier and crazier. Anything else you'd like to add?
No, I just keep up the great work, Alex. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Jared. Let's talk to Sky. And we're also going to be getting some headphones for our guests in studio. So you can hear the guests. It's over Skype here in a moment, so it's fortuitous. We're going to calls first. Sky in Alabama, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. I'm going to make a couple of points, and then I'm going to get to why I called. First off, Glenn Beck, I wouldn't worry too much about what he says about you. He's got four yes men behind him that are paid to laugh at everything he says. I think he's going down in flames, and he's desperate to get libertarians to like him now. My second thing is, as far as you're always trying to educate and support, or educate minorities, blacks and Hispanics, about what's going on, but it seems like so many people in the libertarian movement or the patriot movement, we leave out the white supremacists, but I feel sorry for a lot of those people as being ignorant. They don't understand that the FBI runs the Klan. They don't understand that, they're just being manipulated. And I think, I like sometimes you touch on that and you try to get white supremacists and those people to understand what's going on. But most of the time, people don't even touch that. And one more last thing is a lot of the reason those people don't like you is they say you distance yourself from the real truth of the whole Jewish thing. And I've done research on it because I can't really understand it myself. The best thing I found is a YouTube video with David Icke explaining Rothschild Zionism. But if you look it up, there's Jewish people that are in charge of all the banks, of all the cabinet positions, of everything that matters. But if you try to bring that up or talk about it, you get screamed at like you just did to Ted Anderson. Racist, racist, racist. So maybe
That was a joke with Ted Anderson.
I know. I buy from Midas Resources. I was just saying, but if you ever try to have that conversation about...
Here's the issue, okay, and I appreciate your call. There's all sorts of mafias, and sure, there's a Jewish mafia and a lot of stuff and all these other mafias. My whole issue is system is using divide and conquer. How do you describe the eugenics system that's targeting everybody and that Hitler was an offshoot of? It's an evil system of social control. Any group can have groups within it that are involved in that. And again, I get attacked by the black supremacists, the white supremacists, the Hispanic supremacists, because I'm not in the supremacist game. And I try to stay out of it and bring people together under basic liberty and a basic code so that we can have a future. I remember people saying bad things about Aaron Russo. He made all those films exposing the New World Order, the Federal Reserve, because he was Jewish. And then, people saying horrible things about me whenever I have Jewish people on the show, that just Jews are inherently evil. And it's mindless. And it's an oversimplification of it. It's like saying white people are evil because whites once had slaves. Every culture had slaves. But they were told that to create the division. I'm here to try to get fluoride out of the water, to expose the vaccines are deadly. I'm here to try to get bisphenol A that's feminizing and giving people cancer out and cause women to get breast cancer. I mean, and then if I do make a film and expose the USS Liberty as a false flag run by Israel and LBJ, all the white supremacists go crazy and say that I'm covering up for Israel because I point out the NORAD I mean, the Pentagon was in control because I interviewed the admirals. They were involved in the stand down, too. It was a setup. That proves it was a setup to blame it on Egypt. And it doesn't absolve Israel. It proves the whole thing. I interviewed Moore, was later Chairman Joint Chiefs, and the head of the JAG officers, and the admiral who was on the ship, and this, the first mate, and all these people before they died. They're almost all dead now. I mean, I probably did 30 shows on it. And for the white supremacist, it was all about how they're good and I'm bad, so they got really mad at that film. So it's just mental illness. I mean, it's just, and I see the same vicious vitriol out of all the race groups. And the system's using that and controlling it to then try to paint everything that's good as that. It's very sophisticated. Let's go to Jason, and then we're going to our guests, and then to more calls. And then to Jimmy and others. Jason, you want to talk about false flag attack? I see all the preparations for it, and they're now going to blame white gun owners. They say that's who's going to stage the terror attack. We need to have FBI come after all of us, LA Times, New York Times, MSNBC, CNN. We're going to blow things up any minute. Gee, we better be looking at who's saying that and knows the bombing's coming. If I was the cops, that's the first group I'd go talk to. Go ahead, Jason.
Hey, Alex, thanks for taking my call. Look, I want to make a couple of points here. You know how usually Hollywood is always putting out dates in their movies before they actually have an event or something, and you go back to the money, how they, you know, put the trade centers on that before it actually blew up. But on the Dark Knight movie, they actually have the date of 3/22 in the movie.
Well, sir, I mean, the media asked, how do you know, Alex is crazy connecting it to Batman. We said Batman was a trigger before Aurora and before Sandy Hook, and then we'd have triggers look for it, and then we found Sandy Hook, 3/22, mind control, maps sent out saying rise with Sandy Hook listed, because they like to brag to each other. They call it lesser magic. The globalists believe that if you model something first small and openly show it, it's like counting coup of the Native Americans, where they conk you on the head three times before they actually kill you. It shows I could have killed you three times before I actually killed you. That's when you get a feather. Okay, you don't just get a feather. You got to kill somebody by counting coup to get a feather. Everybody's got to witness it. Okay, and you got a whole bunch of feathers. How many people you killed? And it's counting coup. Sorry, go ahead. Big deep secret right there.
But yeah, like I said, in the movie The Dark Knight, they actually have that physical date, and that date is actually coming up. But you've got Obama going to Israel. You've got the Georgia Guidestones that was erected March 22nd, 1980, which will be exactly 33 years. You've got the RFID coming out this month. You know, all these things are coming in, and I would say that
100th anniversary of the Federal Reserve.
You've got the gentleman that put a video out on YouTube, and he breaks down the money system, how they, you know, bragged about 9/11. Well, he also has the new $50 bill, and it shows the old 50 with the picture of the Hoover Dam, and you can see on the new 50, and it looks like the Hoover Dam has actually exploded.
No, I've seen that, but I'll pull it up. Let me see. New 50 Hoover Dam, and I'll pull it up for I'll pull it up for people.
The Halo game is all actually has the in that the same video clip. It has the Halo game. It has the Hoover Dam exploding in that.
Hey, I would say one of the big video games. I forget the name, but we played clips of it on air. We're going to break and come back with our guest. In one of those games, it's one of the real famous ones. I can pull it up during the break. Came out 3 months before the sneak attack by NATO against Russia and South Ossetia and Abkhazia and OA. They had that exact fight in that very area and those areas in the video game 3 months before it happened. And again, it's just all about flaunting it in our face. I hear you. So what do you think is going to happen?
I think that if there's going to be a possible false flag, that would be, you know, they're kind of bragging about it before time, and we usually see these things after the fact. And it was right in our face the whole time. I would say that if there's going to be possibly something that's going to happen, I would point to that. But the other thing, too, that this kind of funny this month with the trip to Israel is you've got Obama that is going on March 22nd. You have him going into Israel, you know, 5 days before the Passover, just like Jesus did. He's a, you know, the Democratic Party is has the donkey as a symbolism. If you'll count back, like in the prophecy of Daniel, he talks about the 1,260 days. If you'll count back from March 22nd to 1,206 days back, you'll see that Obama received the Nobel Peace Prize on that day.
And they've also said he's Christ when he was running. We'll be back.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Do you suffer from low-functioning adrenal or thyroid gland? Did you know that mercury from your dental fillings comes off your teeth both as a vapor and as metal particles into your body? Wherever mercury deposits in your body, it stops cells from functioning normally. Animal studies show that mercury causes kidney function to drop by 60%. Mercury deposited into your adrenals or thyroid will cause a corresponding drop in function. The number one method by which your body detoxifies itself of mercury is glutathione. The number one superfood that helps turn on all 75 trillion cells of your body to produce glutathione is non-denatured whey protein from grass-fed cows. After investigating most high-end whey proteins on the market, only one is the most non-denatured, the most active, the most complete, and in our opinion, the most powerful in what nature originally put into the fresh raw whey. It is One World Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel from Midas Resources. As you know, federal government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. European government and central bank spending policies have put the European Union on the brink of collapse. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are your assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it will protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals or having an IRA in precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. Do you know the number one most valuable item in a crisis? Some people think the answer is gold. Others think it's a gun. But the correct answer will shock you. I just created a free video at crisis123.com that reveals a surprising item that is more valuable than gold in a crisis. 97% of Americans don't have this one critical item. In fact, they haven't even given it a thought. And the sad truth is that you may not survive without it when a real crisis hits and a starving mob is right outside your door. What I have to tell you could literally make the difference between life and death for you and your family. Watch my video at crisis123.com to discover the number one most valuable item in a crisis. You'll be shocked. See the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go watch my video now at crisis123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's crisis123.com.
Hour of Overdrive from back when I did 4 hours every day. Some stations carry it. Got our guests with us for about 45 minutes or 40 minutes here, but I may, because they're talk show hosts in their own right, I listen to them locally on the local FM. Which, by the way, folks, you just shouldn't expect AM and FM stations to always be there. We gain new affiliates all the time, but they change format, they move, and we were on in Dallas, got them great ratings, and they just changed formats. Number one in Orlando went to sports. So we gain stations, we're growing, but we lose them. So always, you know, remember you can get the free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Okay, we've got Sean Siegel and Marcy Terry on. I don't normally have lay people. I'm lay myself. You know, I have medical doctors, brain surgeons, epidemiologists, virologists, scientists, you know, the head of the EU virus program, Dr. Wolfgang Wudarg, all of them. I have them on. They say what this guy says. But I listen to him. I hear him all the time on the weekend. He's on Local 90.1 here in Austin. And I hear him, and I just they know what they're talking about, vaxtruth.org. So this is a short segment, long segment coming up. But tell us about vaxtruth.org, Sean Siegel. And tell us about, you know, also the lady that we're going to have on with you, Marcy Terry, who's on via video Skype. People can see here in just a moment. What woke you up? Because you're just very articulate. You know what you're talking about. And, you know, just the way you calmly talk about things really touches me. There's a poignance to your voice. You're not trying to do it, but it just always moves my intellect and my heart. When you're just saying this is happening to our children, I mean, tell people why you got involved.
Okay, and sure, appreciate the opportunity, Alex. I'm a grandfather here in Austin, Texas, and I was 64 years old 4 years ago when I first found out that a vaccine could literally kill or debilitate a child for life. That kind of blew me away. About the same time, I found myself in a kind of a closed little seminar with Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. And she informed me that, and the rest of us, about eight or nine of us there in the group, that the CDC changed the definition of polio the year the vaccine was introduced. That did not sit well with me at all, because that's trickery. That's a magic trick. That's not disease eradication. That's disease elimination through the stroke of a pen. And that started me researching, especially having my three kids in town. I now have four grandkids.
That's right. When Bill Gates damages 40-something thousand kids and 60,000 in India, they don't call it polio. They call it paralysis. Explain what they did to claim the polio vaccine worked.
Explain the whole thing. What they did was they changed the definition of paralytic polio. There's two components. This is critical. They changed the definition of paralytic polio from a presence of slight paralysis or partial paralysis over 24 hours to paralysis over 60 days. What most folks don't know is that even paralytic polio self-recovered in 2 to 3 weeks. So that knocked out upwards of two-thirds of the cases that would thenceforth be labeled polio. Now, the other component, second component, there's actually three in total, second component is critical and unbelievable, and it demonstrates the hubris you always mention on the air just perfectly. Non-paralytic polio, it made up 55%. I looked up the cases in the years preceding the introduction of the polio vaccine, 52, 53, 54, and it made up 55% of the cases reported as polio, non-paralytic polio. Non-paralytic polio is like a bad cold.
And we're showing graphs from the CDC on screen for viewers.
Yeah. And non-paralytic polio is akin to a mild cold. They don't come and tell you that. They never tell you that paralytic polio, upwards of two-thirds of those cases, would self-recover within 2 to 3 weeks.
But then it gets worse. And I'm not just going off what you say. This is well-known for vaccine research. This is like, you know, the fact that the Rock of Gibraltar is out in the ocean. If you look at this, there was this little goodie in the polio vaccine that hundreds of millions of Americans and hundreds of millions of foreigners got that had something that killed people better than a hammer in it, SV40 cancer virus.
Right. The SV40 was detected in 1960.
It was on purpose. Go ahead.
In 1960. The most egregious thing there was even after it was detected, they never even pulled the batches in which they knew the SV40 was present.
And we have the clip of one of the inventors of it laughing and saying, well, there are too many people. And laughing, and he laughs with PBS. It's very funny.
Well, this is, you know, the statistics.
Most people you know, folks, that died of cancer and all these rare cancers that became suddenly super common, you can thank the government. They murdered your family. Hope you enjoy it. Go ahead.
Okay, the statistics are one thing, and Marcy Terry will speak to those. She's an excellent researcher. I go with the issue of trust because that's what struck me that day with Sherry Tenpenny. That's what started me on my original research journey. The point is, between the changes made to paralytic polio and non-paralytic polio, and what they do with non-paralytic is they literally changed the definition of non-paralytic polio.
Stay there. We'll expose the giant hoax, and we'll have your co-host, Marcy Terry, on with us right after this quick break. I'm Alex Jones.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
The Freeze-Dry Guy wants your attention for very good reason. Going on right now, the Freeze-Dry Guy has assembled the Necessities Unit, a unit package of survival food basics no family should be without. With big survival buck savings, our Necessities Unit includes Mountain House eggs, green peas, and banana slices, plus dehydrated milk, butter, and cheese. All packed in six heavy-duty enameled number 10 cans with a proven 25 to 30-year shelf life. Now the best part, buy one Necessities Unit case for only $203 and get 20% back in survival bucks. Buy two cases at $406, get 25% back in survival bucks. And buy three cases at just $609 and get 30% back in survival bucks. Only from freezedryguy.com and only through the end of the month while supplies last. Prices include free shipping to the lower 48. To order, call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com. The Freeze Dry Guy, the standard for survival.
Healthy Hearts Club presents Heart and Body Extract. Supports clean, clear arteries, healthy blood pressure levels, healthy circulation and blood flow, regular heart rate and beat. What if you could avoid heart attacks? What if you could avoid emergency room visits? What if you could avoid surgery? How? With this Heart and Body Extract. 100% organic. No negative side effects. Guaranteed to work or your money back. Call now, 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or order online at heartandbody.com. Take the high road to a long and healthy life, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
I'd like to share a revelation that I've had during my time here. It came to me when I tried to classify your species, and I realized that you're not actually mammals. Every mammal on this planet instinctively develops a natural equilibrium with the surrounding environment, but you humans do not. You move to an area and you multiply. And multiply until every natural resource is consumed. The only way you can survive is to spread to another area. There is another organism on this planet.
We've got to get rid of the people.
The same pattern.
They're racist.
You know what it is? A virus.
A virus.
Human beings are a disease.
To the elite who want everything.
The cancer of this planet. You are
the elite are really the cancer.
We are the cure.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. We're here. We're into the third hour right now. Okay, Sean Siegel, grandfather, began researching vaccines, talk show host. Marcy Terry is co-host. We haven't introduced Marcy yet, and I haven't really gotten much into you guys' bio, but keep rolling with the statistics and then introduce Marcy, and you guys kind of have the floor here for a little while.
Okay, thanks. I was at non-paralytic polio. They did the most amazing magical trick and pulled the incredible rabbit out of the hat. We are told that meningitis is one disease. Actually, there are two. There's aseptic and viral. So you have a bacterial version and a viral version. And we're also told that polio is a disease that is caused by the polio virus. Ostensibly, you should be able to look into a microscope and tell somebody exactly what it is they have. What they did was they completely relabeled between 1955 and 56 and 65, about a decade, they relabeled all cases of non-paralytic polio as aseptic meningitis. And this this comes from Canada, where they had the exact same move. And I wouldn't doubt that the lady who allowed this in their publication got fired for doing so. But I'll read it. It says, it may be noted, this is from 1959. By the way, it's called Poliomyelitis Trends, 1958. It may be noted that the Dominion Council of Health at its 74th meeting in October of 58 recommended that for the purposes of national reporting and statistics, the term non-paralytic poliomyelitis be replaced by meningitis, viral, or aseptic. This is phenomenal. They erased a diagnosis from the medical dictionary. And when they did that, they erased 55% of the cases of polio that had been reported on an annual basis before the vaccine was introduced. Between the changes to the paralytic polio and the non-paralytic polio, it left about 10% of the cases. So strokes of the pen eliminated 90%, and then the coup de grace, the CDC mandated that thenceforth all cases of suspected polio go to them, to the CDC, for final analysis.
Just like vaccine damage that they cover up.
It's damage control. In this case, the damage, as far as they're concerned, is any diagnosis of actual polio. And that's what happened. And, you know, we have a very firm...
Yeah, what do they call it now? Guillain-Barré?
Guillain-Barré, Bell's palsy, acute flaccid paralysis.
Which they talk about record neurological disorders.
Right. It never disappeared. You know, what happened to polio? Nothing happened to polio. The symptoms are still there. There are hundreds, probably thousands of people in the country, as you just said, that are now diagnosed with Guillain-Barré or Bell's palsy or acute flaccid paralysis, who before the vaccine was introduced.
But it's also another fraud. I think what's happening is his mic's up too high because he's not up on it, and then I'm over here. That's just a little thing we notice. Anyways, getting back to what I was breaking down here, and we're going to introduce your co-host. It's very, very important to understand that there's so many frauds it'll make your head spin, so we're just hitting some of the highlights here. But it's the same in Australia, Europe here. I've seen all the graphs, mainline government graphs. I've heard you talk about it. Maybe I'm having that big stack in the graphics we're showing for TV viewers, but for radio listeners, it was the advent of sewage treatment. It was the advent of lights. It was the advent of better food. And you see all sorts of diseases go way down. Then vaccines become popularized, 40s, 50s, and actual diseases bump up some, but right, not to the previous level before hygiene.
Right.
I mean, people used to dump their crap in the streets.
Exactly. And it was all those improvements in public health and in personal hygiene, refrigeration of food, less toxicity in your diet, that lowered by 95% the disease mortality rates from about 1915, where they peaked, to in the 40s. So by the time the 50s came along, those childhood diseases that are caricatured now as plagues were not considered plagues at all. They were just childhood diseases.
Well, they also don't make a big deal out of all the people they're killing with the vaccines now. Let's bring Marcy Terry in. I know you've been chomping at the bit, Marcy, joining us via video Skype. Marcy, how did you get into this? And like, go over some of the statistics for people. I mean, you guys kind of, you know, talk here.
Well, hi, Alex. Thanks for having us. Going over some of the statistics. Well, Let me just start with how I got into this. I'm a mother and I'm also a grandmother. I live in Indiana and I have a daughter who was vaccine injured and who had a very serious vaccine injury and almost died a few years back. And a couple of years ago, there just before school started here, there was an article in the paper that was written in the Evansville Courier and Press, and on the front page of the paper, it said, it declared, the title was Sticking to the Schedule, you know, and if you don't, it was this, you know, what's published in mainstream news all over the place at the beginning of the school years. If your child is not up to date on their vaccines, they can't go to school.
And they lie and hoax and say it's the law when it's not.
Exactly. So I tried to be nice, and I tried to play and be a good girl, and I called and I said, you know, can you please just do a follow-up story, because, you know, people need to know that they do have rights. They have the right to religious exemption in the state of Indiana, and they also have the right to medical exemption, so if their child has a medical reason not to get a vaccine, then they don't have to get them. And they just flat-out refused. They weren't going to
run. And again, every year before school, every paper in the country that I see runs hoax article after hoax article, sometimes three in the same issue, saying it's the law, you'll be arrested. And I read some this year before the school year out of like a Dallas paper and stuff saying there's never been a problem. It's a conspiracy theory. There are no side effects. And the insert says can kill you. And I showed the inserts. I mean, it's criminal lying. They need to be sued.
Well, exactly. It is criminal lying, and I think they do need to be sued. And I think, if we started holding the news stations. And
these are people that want to make sure they kill your kid. And, I mean, they kill people with the papilloma shot all the time. I mean, they just love it. They're just murdering us. You know, in Nazi Germany or Russia, they put you in a pit and shot you. Now they just shoot you up and laugh about it.
Yes. Yeah. And
well, what happened to your daughter? What'd she take? You know, my uncle almost died from a tetanus shot back in the 60s. He didn't have to be told not to take it. My mom got super sick from a flu shot. She didn't have to be told. What are they going to do as the armies of people with dead kids or kids that have convulsions or get neurological? I mean, that's their problem. As the army of the people they've damaged or killed grows, what are they going to do?
Well, that's exactly it. And that's the reason why, that's the reason why we're here today. And that's the reason why Vax Truth became, an entity at all. Because all I started out to do was, I just wanted to let people in my area know that it wasn't true. Because I could see, these people scrambling to go get vaccine, get their kids up to date on vaccines. And the Tdap, or the diphtheria, tetanus, and acellular pertussis, or vaccine. It's DTaP for young kids, and then it's Tdap for older kids. That was added to the schedule here in Indiana a few years ago, and that's the one that almost killed my daughter. She had a grand mal seizure 3 hours after she got it, and that's the only vaccine she got that day.
Now, how old was she when that happened?
She was 15.
Now, see, that probably made her mad. If she'd have been 6 months when they usually had it, they'd have done a scan or blood on the brain. They could have the fun of not just killing her. That usually that happens. The infant death syndrome, they could have thrown you in jail and had a double goody. So I guess that was kind of upsetting that she survived and is doing better, and that they couldn't throw you in jail. Because she was 15 and could say, "Mommy didn't beat me."
Right. Well, that's true. And the other thing is that as they're adding these vaccines to the schedule for older children and adolescents, it's different from when you have a vaccine injury in a young child, because they're not talking yet. They don't have school records. They don't have they're not athletes. They don't have this history that they carry with them already that shows that they were neurologically intact. They were developing.
Yeah, that's why they want to hurt them as young as possible. Yeah, they found it's hard to cover it up when the plus they can't frame you. I mean, that's the real problem for the police and everybody is they want to throw you in jail. Because that's an extra fun part.
Well, I'm sorry, but they're not going to. I'm not going to dare them. But
let's talk about SIDS, because now they're having to admit it's the vaccines. But and it really is getting to them now that they can't throw all those parents in jail after they kill their kids.
Well, there's still a lot of them sitting in jail right now. SIDS and shaken baby syndrome that all of a sudden these wonderful parents who never had any kind of indication that they were abusive to their children. They have older children that have never been abused, and all of a sudden they have a child that dies within 3 days of having vaccines. And generally it's after the pertussis vaccine.
Doctors know that full well. It doesn't matter.
They know it.
It's fine.
There's too much money involved. Too much money.
Yeah, this is interesting. One of the guests we had on the show is Dr. Vera Scheibner from Australia. And 20 years ago, she with her husband, developed a computerized monitor.
That's why I got you on. Here's what's going to happen. You've got the floor, and if you guys can do it, I'm going to give you the fourth hour, which is a large audience, probably 1 million people. It's 3 million regularly in an hour, because I'm doing this now with really cool people, just giving them the fourth hour, kind of the overdrive. I'm going to give you guys the floor to really drill into that. Can you guys do the next hour?
Absolutely.
Okay, but
let's do this.
Absolutely. Give people a little foreview. Yeah, because I heard the doctor. I heard you cover it. In fact, that's why I had him call you also. I want to get her on because they knew what was happening. Go ahead.
Yeah. Oh, it's excellent. She and her husband developed a what they called the cot watch study, because in Australia it's called a cot death instead of SIDS. Right?
And they wanted to find out why it was happening, and they found out.
And parents wanted to find out what was happening, so they hired Dr. Scheibner and her husband to run this monitor from birth, right? And it was a perfect control situation, as Dr. Scheibner described, where for the first 2 months, with all these little babies, there was no break in the breathing pattern that was detected by the machine. But 7 hours after the first vaccination, and it was a pattern, 7 hours after the first vaccination, and again about 24 hours later, again a week or 10 days later, again 5 days after that, there was a pattern. The kids experienced a 95% loss of intake of air. I mean, how critical can you get? 95%.
Well, it's designed chemical warfare. It's like the UN got caught adding the hormone to the tetanus shot. These are all tailor-made.
Well, and you can see why a baby that is 95% compromised, laying face down on any surface, you know, on a mattress, is in terrible trouble, is in potentially...
And you inject them with a chemical weapon, and it's causing brainstem, neurological motor controls. Break down what they found.
And what they found was, and Dr. Scheibner did her homework, she went to the Australian government, got the statistics, which they had by day, and found out that the SIDS incidence matched eerily with the incidence of these 95%.
Well, of course, and see, that now they're saying abort kids up to three. Have you heard that? That's the Journal of Pediatrics. This is a great idea. No, that was Journal of Bioethics last year. And so, and euthanasia death panels, those are tests to see, can we kill kids and cover it up and blame them? This is all a bioweapon attack.
Right.
Very loving.
It certainly feels like that. But we approach it from trust. I trust that the parents out there who are listening to our show, and by the way, the name of the show is The Vaccine Myth, An Issue of Trust, and we are on LogosRadioNetwork.com every Sunday from 2 to 4 p.m. Central Daylight Time at this point, Central Time, except we started doing, I think that's the show you heard last time you listened, was on the first Sunday of every month. We now have the Mythopalooza, which is a four-hour show.
Yeah, well, what you need is people to go and record your show, get it off the archive, and put it on YouTube. We need people, more importantly than nowadays and the way media works, it's not even saying when your show is on, though that's important, is for the activist to push it out to people.
We have it. We have a vaccine myth
channel. No. It's very, very exciting.
We have a YouTube channel. It's HTTPS, the secure, S for secure, /, /www.youtube.com/user/thevaccinemyth.
Sure. Nobody can write that down. I'm going to tell you, just say Vax Truth on YouTube.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
No. I'm just trying to. Everybody always tries to give up a whole URL. Yeah, nobody can. Yeah.
I appreciate that. Yes, indeed. Go to The Vaccine Myth. And we have had Dr. Andy Wakefield. We've had Dr. Sherry Tenpenny several times. One of her good friends, a nephrologist, who, after being quite dismayed after finding out what her kidney patients were suffering after vaccines in the hospital, ended up becoming a homeopath. She now is still a...
Well, I like what you guys are doing because it shows you're fighting back. Marcy, what do you want to say while we're here talking? I mean, you're going to have the whole next hour here to talk about, you know, these studies and all, and the big stack of stuff you've got. But, I mean, what else do you want to impart to people out there? I mean, I think this is a giant hoax. I mean, can you trust them if they say it's the law to take it when it's not? And then they're now moving to make it the law.
Well... Exactly. And what's happening, Alex, is, as you said, that the army of parents who have vaccine-injured children is growing, and it's growing exponentially, and it's growing along. I mean, if you just look at the correlation between as the childhood schedule goes up, the number of children who are injured goes up, and the number of parents and family members who watch what happens is also going up. So as those parents, you know, the parents, Parents talk to their friends. Parents talk to other parents. Doctors aren't listening to us. The public health public health entities aren't listening to us. The government certainly isn't listening to us. So we have, you know, we're talking to each other.
And when they kill your kid, they're going to also throw you in a dungeon. So even if you're not going to listen to us now, when your child has the convulsion, quits breathing, and dies, and the cops are putting you in handcuffs, demand the autopsy and the autoimmune response, blood on the brain. Okay, bring that up, because, you know, I mean, they've already had the victory of killing your kid. You didn't listen to us or brain damaging them. You're going to need to stay out of prison, or they're going to try to take your other kids.
That's happening now. That is happening now, Alex, as well. And this is a continuum. It starts actually before the birth of the child with the administration of the flu vaccine during pregnancy, and then hepatitis B vaccine on the first day of life, and then the first 2 years, children are injected with 115 different virus antigens.
Let's talk about that, because until 4 years ago, every insert, every doctor worldwide, you don't give a pregnant woman shots. They knew it caused miscarriages and brain damage. Now they say, oh, they need extra. In fact, they're now saying two flu shots, and now the doctors are being told it's normal to have a convulsion now.
Right.
The blood's running out your nose. That's part of the change coming.
It'll be okay. Take some Tylenol. It'll be all right.
It's part of the change. It's glorious. We're going to go to break and come back and get into that in the next hour. What are some of the stuff you guys, for people listening, some stations don't carry it, internet only, prisonplanet.tv, infowars.com, audio podcast, all that. A lot of stations do. We'll get into it, because I want people to really hear your truth. Vaxtruth.org. Sean Siegel, and of course, Marcy Terry, both here with us. I'm Alex Jones of Infowars.com. And of course, we do have 11 memberships for $5.95 to see the radio show at PrisonPlanet.tv. And your purchase allows us to fund this launch base to fight the eugenicists that are engaged in mass extermination with soft kill weapons.
If you're listening, you know your basic freedoms are being threatened every day. If you're listening, you know the economy is not getting better. You know gas and food prices are skyrocketing. Now is the time to get prepared. For years, we've told you about our friends at eFoods Direct. They have the best tasting, long-term storable food on the planet. This food will taste just as great 25 years from now as it does tonight. A long-term food supply allows you to freeze the cost and the availability of the one thing you need most. Be prepared and get your supply from eFoods Direct. Right now is the best time to stock up and save hundreds of dollars with free shipping on all food supplies. Give yourself peace of mind and be prepared. Act now and call 800-409-5633 or visit eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Get free shipping on all orders for a limited time. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Bookends on the main transmission. We'll go to an hour of overdrive, which a lot of stations do carry, here with our guest, Sean Siegel. And, of course, Marcy Terry. Just very articulate people I probably listened to 10, 15 times. And everything they talk about is just dead on, hardcore, the truth. They really get it. And, you know, I get really nasty about this. I mean, let me tell you something. I know people who've had their kids brain damaged and had the cops come and say, you must have beaten your kid and stuff. You must have. And this was in more recent times, so then the vaccine issue's known, so the hospital may go, well, it might have been a reaction, but they have a secret payout fund where they pay it out. By secret, it's never on the news, the vaccine damage fund. They know. And the heads of hospitals knows. I mean, I had nurses, last child I had, she's five now, pressure us to take shots, and at the end of it, they go, oh, yeah, you know, we're listeners, our kids don't take them. I mean, they all know. They're told to do this. And so now they want to make, they have a Texas bill to get into the bills to make everybody take shots, all of it. You guys are going to have the floor. But you were getting into something really powerful, Marcy, as we went to break. Do you remember what that was? Because I've talked so much, I forget. What was that last point you were trying to get into when we went to break?
Well, what I was saying is that it's really a continuum, and what's happening is that those children who emerge from the first 2 years in which they get the 115 vaccine antigens, not to even to talk about the toxins that are in the vaccine.
Oh, you look at them, they're zombies. The kids are zombies now.
And then they get to kindergarten and they survive another onslaught. But a lot of them are really vaccine damaged. They're vaccine injured. We have a whole continuum of neurological and immune system disorders. And these kids have gastrointestinal problems. They have all kinds of physical problems. They have circulatory problems. They have digestive issues. They have excretory problems.
Can't get you in the criminal system, the judiciary, they're getting you in the medical system.
Well, they get you out. If your kid is so sick that they can't go to school, then they get you out of the job market. So you're at home 24/7. Then
foreign globalists took over and are engaged in soft kill operations. And John P. Holden wrote about it in the White House book, Ecoscience. You guys are going to have the floor in the next hour. I want you to go back through all of this in more detail. You'll have the floor. But Mr. Siegel, I mean, this is painful for us. I mean, don't people realize this isn't a game if you're a new listener?
It is very, very painful. I'll just point out one particular instance. A fellow we have on. We had on the air, he's present every time because his music fills the air as we come on the second hour. The song he sings, the group is called The Refusers, by the way, and the song Mr. Belkin sings is of the death of his five-week-old daughter.
Good God.
What happened was, at that point, 1998, there was no mandated day of birth Hep B vaccine. So his daughter, Lila Rose, was healthy, beautiful, vibrant little girl.
Good God.
Got a Hep B vaccine, and 15 hours later was dead. And 2 days later, the coroner office called the house and told them they had found brain damage. Brain damage is expected as a vaccine injury.
It's on the insert.
The Merck manual lists vaccines.
But they won't do it.
Because of encephalitis. Well, talk about injury to insult, and insult to injury. 2 days later, Mr. Belkin found himself in front of the very same woman who had told him that on the phone, being told by her while being monitored by her supervisor that they had changed their minds, that they were going to list it as a SIDS death, which they did, And subsequently, in the year since, there has been no sign anywhere of the brain damage. They erased it from the books. And that's the part that everybody has to realize is the insidious.
The criminal cover-up.
Or what?
They know.
It came down.
They know. They love it. They go.
Down from the supervisor.
Good God.
Through the conversation.
Stay there. You're going to be back in 1 minute. Infowars.com audio streams, folks. Great job, crew.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the Infowars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. Infowars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at Infowars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.